Hey, hey, welcome to the Lux Method Podcast, my first ever podcast episode. I'm so excited. And if you're already part of my YouTube fam, welcome back. This is a place where we dive deep into self-concept, manifestation, feminine energy, and living life as our most magnetic selves. So if you're ready to glow up from the inside out, let's get into it. Oh, and hey, before we jump in, make sure to tap that like button and subscribe to my channel or the podcast. And if you're ready to become the woman who attracts her desires easily, don't forget to grab my Lux Method Guide, which is linked in the description below. This Lux Method Guide is all about helping you shift your self-concept and truly embody the version of you who is already living her dream life now. Trust me, it's a game changer. This morning, when I got up, I was reading my Bible, and I was in the book of Matthew, and I ran across this scripture, and it just stopped me in my tracks. I just had to dive deeper into this scripture to get like a little more meaning on it. So I decided to look up the esoteric meaning of this scripture, and I really wanted to share this because it was on my heart, and I feel like we all need to hear this message from the scripture. I know a lot of people might not read the Bible, but the Bible is not a religious book. It's a mindset book. So what we're going to be talking about today is definitely going to help you with your self-concept and manifestation. So let's get into Matthew chapter 6. Verses 22 and 23. We're going to see how this scripture ties into our subconscious mind and how we manifest. Plus, I'll also be dropping some practical tips you can start using right now to start shifting into your dream identity. I'll be reading from the NLT version, but you can use whatever version you prefer. Your eye is a lamp that provides light for your body. When your eye is healthy, your whole body is filled with light. But when your eye is unhealthy, your whole body is filled with darkness. And if the light you think you have is actually darkness, how deep that darkness is. That is so deep. This scripture is really talking about your focus, how you see yourself and how you see the world. That the scriptures is referring to is talking about your inner vision, your mindset, and your subconscious thoughts. When your mind is clear, it's filled with love, truth, and abundance. So your life will reflect that kind of light. But when your focus is scattered and all over the place, filled with negative and old limiting beliefs, your reality will also reflect that. But today we're going to start shifting that so that we can have a new identity. The juiciest part of this verse to me is, if the light you think you have is actually darkness, how deep that darkness is. To me, this is where the subconscious comes in strong. Sometimes we think we're focused on all the right things, the positivity, but deep down our subconscious mind is still holding on to those old beliefs, like childhood stuff, societal programming, past relationships, trauma. And those limiting beliefs keep us stuck on repeat, like being stuck on a hamster wheel. You're constantly repeating the same patterns and you're trying to figure out why are you seeing the same things constantly pop up in your life. That's the deep darkness right there that the Bible, where the scripture is referring to. It's like we're doing all the right things on the surface, but underneath, our subconscious hasn't fully shifted. And that's why we feel blocked or stuck in certain areas of our life. How do we overcome this darkness or limitations? First off, I believe that awareness is key. Awareness is light that you're going to be shining on these limitations. If you don't shine the light or make yourself aware of what's been hiding in your subconscious mind, your mind will continue to run your life and you will be manifesting things that you really don't want. But because you haven't done the inner work to reprogram your mind and detox those old limiting beliefs, you will still be stuck on repeat, living the same year after year after year, like so many people are doing today. So what you want to start doing is notice those old stories and beliefs that you've been holding on to. You might have to ask yourself some really deep questions and then move into reprogramming. And that's where the magic happens. I want to share with you a few practices that can help you shift from darkness to light, or shift from holding on to those limiting beliefs that are like hiding in the cut and you want to shine some light on them, bring them to awareness. Because once you bring things to awareness, then you can finally start to shift and work towards growing a new identity or stepping into a new identity. So just a few little tips. You can try morning visualizations. So they will look like seeing yourself as the highest version of you. Visualize your desires already manifested. Another one is mental diet. That will look like checking your thoughts throughout the day. Are they aligned with your goals? If they not, then redirect them. Change those thoughts. Do not let negative thoughts and judgmental thoughts about yourself or others linger on in your head, because they will manifest. Trust me, I have had to do a lot of work on clearing up negative thoughts that were just playing around, dancing in my head, until I realized, wait a minute, I got control over this. I can actually change what I'm thinking, and I don't have to let this keep playing in my head. The Bible does say, you have to take captive of the thoughts. And this is kind of like what mental diet work is doing. Another tip is using affirmations. So daily affirmations, you want to use those to help rewire your subconscious mind. And these affirmations will help to replace the old beliefs that you've been holding on to. And also practice gratitude. Gratitude is like the number one thing, if not anything else on this list. Practice gratitude every day. It will change your entire life and it will speed up your manifestations. Focus on what you already have. This raises your vibration. Now that we have a better understanding of the verse and what it actually means pertaining to your subconscious mind, let's talk about how to actually shift out of this subconscious darkness and into the light of manifesting abundance in all areas of your life. Specifically, how to do this with your SP or a specific person and money. So, for example, if things have been rocky with your specific person, it's time to shift your focus. Stop looking at what's frustrating you. Like maybe they haven't been texting you or they haven't been showing up the way that you want them to. Don't focus on it. Start visualizing the love and the connection and the communication that you want from them. You need to start keeping the vision in your head of them already being the dream version that you desire. So focus on what you want, not the negative. You can say affirmations like, I love that I am deeply adored and valued by my specific person. Our relationship is so harmonious and is thriving and so full of love. When you focus on the love, your whole reality will reflect it. trust me, babe, you will feel the shift in your relationship. Okay, so let's change gears and talk about how you could do this with money. Now, if you're trying to manifest more money, this scripture is a reminder to shift your focus. When you're worried about bills or stuck in a mindset of lack, you're actually blocking the flow of abundance. Bob Proctor said, if you focus on paying off debt, you're only going to attract more debt because your primary focus is still the debt. What you want to do instead is focus on the abundance. You might even have to be a little bit delusional. I mean, of course, we still know that, you know, the circumstance is maybe you might not see all the money that you want to see in your bank account right now, but don't let that be your sole focus. Your focus needs to be, I know this money is on its way to me. Every time I check my bank account, I'm seeing more and more money. I'm so grateful for the money that I do have. I love that money is chasing me down. I love that every time I use money, more money comes back to me tenfold. Money flows to me easily and effortlessly. Use affirmations like that. You can go back and play that little part over and over again if you want to use those affirmations to help you manifest more money and to get in the state of mind of abundance. Okay, so the key to manifesting your dream life is staying in the light, making yourself aware of the thoughts that are not serving you, and not just the thoughts, but maybe like things that you might be holding on to that's no longer serving you, the environments that you might be in, the people that's in your life. If they are no longer serving you, they are not helping you grow and step into being the higher version of yourself, it might be time to purge and, you know, let go of some of that or all of that. But anyway, key takeaway, get clear on your focus. Reprogram those limiting beliefs and regulate your nervous system. And we'll be talking more about that in the next episode. I believe in you and I know you got this. And I am so happy to be sharing my thoughts with you today about the scripture. And I hope it spoke to you just as much as it did to me. If you loved this podcast episode, please leave a 5-star review. Or if you're watching on YouTube, tap the subscribe button and give this video a thumbs up. Drop a comment below with your biggest takeaway. I will see you in the next episode. And also, don't forget to grab my Lux Method Guide, which is in the description. It's going to be your roadmap to embodying the version of you that easily attracts everything she desires. Bye.